صلى الله عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين، صلى الله عليك يا ابن فاطمة. أما بعد، فقد قالت زينب بنت علي عليه السلام: وحسينا ومصيبة، وحسينا ومصيبة، وحسينا ومصيبة. We begin in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. We praise Him. Inshallah, He will provide the amount of time, the ability to take revenge on those killers of Hussein and his family. A'adhum Allah ajurana wa ajurukum bin musabina wa Hussein alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, you know what tonight is. You know tonight is a night of grief, of tragedy, of pain. And I apologize that I wasn't able to be with you this afternoon, but inshallah, Allah's provided us the ability to give us a few minutes together tonight. The women were in their tents. Hussein had left for battle. And all the women and children were waiting impatiently because there was no one left. Abbas had gone, Ali Akbar had gone, An and Muhammad were gone. There was no one left but Hussein. So at the tents they waited impatiently. And after the dust finally settled, they can hear the footsteps of the horse of Zuljana returning. But they were not able to handle what they were about to see. They were looking for a horse with a rider, but when the horse came, there was no rider on the horse. They were looking for a horse with a look of dignity and pride, but when the horse came back, when Zuljana returned, there was nothing but grief and sadness on his face. And they had expected to find that beautiful horse coming back with that same majestic look that he had before. But this horse now had no saddle. His hair was drenched in blood. The butt was Hussein. And the women see this and now they cry and cry uncontrollably. Their Hussein has now gone. Hussein has now moved on to meet his brother Abbas. Moved on to meet his brother Hassan. Their Hussein has gone to finally meet with his father Ali. Hussein has finally gone to meet his grandfather. But when Hussein reaches heaven, hoping to see the face of his mother Fatima, he may not find her there. This night, the sky was mourning for Hussein, raining blood. On this night, the sun cried for Hussein, shine nothing. Humanity deserved no sunlight on that day, and was in total eclipse. The stars weep for Hussein, they could even be seen in the daytime weeping. This was the hardest night for the family of Hussein, the family of the Prophet. But the women and children had to prepare themselves for what was to come, inshallah. Ya Allah, give us patience and suffering. In the emptiness of this desert, they faced darkness and loneliness. And during the night, they could hear a voice crying out in the darkness. The angels in heaven were crying out, O you who have killed our Imam, O you who have killed Hussein, be prepared for punishment. You are cursed by every prophet in every religion. Do you think that this is what the Prophet had wanted? If he was alive now, he would be crying with these women and children. And on this night, Umm Salama had a dream in which she saw Rasulullah. But she was waiting for him to smile, but there was no smile on Rasulullah's face. She was waiting to see the nur of Rasulullah, but there was no nur on his face. He was in a state of grief like she had never seen before, and there was dust all over his head, all over his face, and all over his beard. So she asked, Ya Rasulullah, why is your face so dusty? He said, don't you know my son Hussein was killed tonight? Don't you know I just came back? He was shaheed and I had to dig a grave for my Hussein. The army of Umar bin Sa'd rahimahullahi alayhi marches towards the women and children. Do they give them any respect? No, they loot whatever's in the tents. But that was not the worst, brothers and sisters. There was more to come. Then the order was given, set fire to the tents, burn the tents of these tyrants. How dare you call them tyrants? You're the tyrants. The soldiers tried to fight the women, and they resisted, and they ran in all different directions. Some were attacked and hit with spears. They were wounded, and some even killed. Their hijab, their scarves were ripped from their heads. Whatever was on their feet was snatched away. The earrings of beloved Sakina were ripped off of her ears. These oppressors couldn't even wait 1 second for her to take them off. Her ears were bleeding profusely. They ripped the anklets off of the women. And now the women and children of the family of Muhammad, of Ali Muhammad, are standing outside these burning tents with nothing on their heads, nothing on their feet, standing alone in this desert of Karbala. One soldier approaches one of the daughters of Hussein, and he was crying as he was robbing her, as he was taking her ankle bracelet. She asked him, "Why are you crying? You're stealing from me. You're stealing from the family of Muhammad, but you're crying?" He answered, "Because I'm stealing from a daughter of Muhammad and I'm crying. Then why are you taking this if you know who we are? Because if I don't take it, somebody else will." Then they went into the tent to capture Imam Sajjad. But he was lying in bed, unable to move. And some of them ordered, "Maybe we should kill him. Don't leave anybody alive." None of them met. But then Zainab, she mustered all her strength, as much strength as a grief-stricken woman could possibly gather. She threw her body on top of her beloved nephew, her sick nephew, and screamed, "You cannot kill this Sajjad without killing me first." And now the women are waiting to be taken as captives to Kufa, and then from Kufa to Sham. But there's one last request from the women and from the children. "Let us see the bodies of our brothers. Let us say our last salams to our sons and our family members. Let us see these bodies for the last time." And Amr bin Sa'd, rahmatullahi alayh, had agreed to this. He had said, "Okay." But there was one order that had to come first. And he turned to his army and said, "Who will be willing to come forward and trample on the bodies of the shuhada of Karbala? Who will be willing to trample on the body of Hussein?" And the soldiers ran their horses over every single one of those bodies lying there in Karbala. Then Amr bin Sa'd, after this, ordered, "Now cut the heads off the bodies and place them on the spears." Now all that was left for the women before they left was to give their last salams to these bloody headless bodies that were trampled to pieces. And the women made their way and they found their respective family members. They gave their last salams. Zainab made her way to her brother. She held the body tightly. She made dua. She said, "Rabbana taqabbal minna, ilahi taqabbal minna qurban. Ya Allah, accept this sacrifice from us." But that wasn't the worst, brothers and sisters. There was one cry that was louder than anyone else's. There was one girl on that plain of Karbala whose cries and screams were louder than anybody else's. And this scream destroyed the hearts of everyone throughout time. A young 4-year-old daughter is looking for her father. Sakina runs to the battlefield screaming, "Baba, ya Bazi, Wayne, where are you? Father, Dad, answer me." When she reached his body, she held on tightly and couldn't let go. The army members one by one tried to rip her off, and she was held on so tightly she couldn't. She hit her head until she became unconscious. So finally they were able to rip her body away, to rip her away from the body of her beloved father. And finally the army began their march to Kufa, and then from Kufa to Sham. And now the women would have to deal with the worst trials of their lives. But there was still one woman left on that battlefield that they could not take away. There was one lady of light who cried with her beloved's family and her son, with her hijab, with her dignity. Because when Hussein reached heaven, he found his father, he found his brothers, he found his children, he found his grandfather. But his mother wasn't there to console him because Fatima was at the battlefield crying for her Hussein. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq was once at a majlis and had asked the poet to recite. He said, "Recite something for my grandfather Hussein." And in the middle of this poetry, he stood up and he didn't sit down again. Then he made his way and walked over to the area where the shoes and the sandals were kept. He took off his abba and he put it down. And he was crying and crying and did not sit down after this. And after the poet finished, he asked the Imam, "Ya Imam, Ya Rasulullah, why did you get up?" He said, "When my mother Fatima walks in, how could I not stand up?" He said, "Why did you put your cloak, why did you put your abba on the ground?" He said, "When my mother wants to sit, how could I let her sit on the bare floor? I had to put my abba down so she had somewhere to sit." He said, "Well, then why didn't you sit?" He said, "When my mother is crying on the floor, how can I sit down and cry next to her?" إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون ورمي قضائه وتسليما لله.